Hi everyone, and welcome to our podcast series on the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023. As you know, we are breaking down different concepts covered under DPDPA in this podcast series. I am Aparna Gaur, a leader in the data privacy practice at Nisha Desai Associates. In today's podcast, we will be covering obligations related to personal data breaches as covered under the DPDPA. With me, I have Anirudh and Shubham. Anirudh is a senior member of the team and Shubham is also a member in the data privacy team. Hi, Anirudh and Shubham.
Hi, Aparna. Pleasure to be here.
Hi, Aparna. Hi, Anirudh.
Sure. Thanks a lot, both of you. Before we jump into what are the obligations under the DPDPA, I'll give a brief overview of what are the obligations that we already have under current laws, right? So as some of you may know, in 2013, under the Information Technology Act, the CERT-IN rules were released, under which there is an obligation to report certain cybersecurity incidents mandatorily to CERT-IN. The rules provide, what are certain obligations in relation to the data that's provided to CERT-IN when reporting of incidents and so on. In 2022, additional directions were issued by CERT-IN, which in fact sort of brought in very stringent timelines for reporting of cybersecurity incidents. For some incidents, now the reporting timeline is just 6 hours after the entity notices the incident. Obviously, when the rules came, the directions came out last year, there was a lot of hue and cry about what is covered, what's not covered, but that's not what we're going to be discussing in today's podcast. That's the general overview of what we had already, right? So Anirudh, why don't you now give us a brief understanding of what exactly is the additional requirement that will be brought in through the DPDPA?
The DPDPA is of course focused only on personal data breaches, as opposed to the wider ambit of all kinds of cybersecurity incidents, which is the scope of the certain rules and directions. So the DPDPA actually does a very interesting thing. What it requires is that personal data breaches should be reported to the Data Protection Board, which is the independent regulator under the DPDPA, as well as the individual or the data subject who has been affected by the breach. So this is quite unique because it's not there under the cybersecurity reporting requirements, whether under CERT-IN or the other sectoral laws. And there's even a heavy fine if the relevant entity fails to report. So it's actually around $24 million, which is around 200 crore INR. So it's something people will need to be very careful about. And as of now, the mechanism, the manner, or the timelines for reporting have not been prescribed, but this should be prescribed.
All right, thanks Anirudh. So Shubham, why don't you tell us how exactly does the DPDPA define personal data breaches? And also if you could tell us if there's a similar definition or a similar obligation that exists either under the certain rules or the certain directions that came in 2022.
Sure. For the benefit of the listeners, I'll just read out the definition of personal data breach. So it means any unauthorized processing of personal data or activities such as accidental disclosure, acquisition, sharing, use, alteration, destruction, or loss of access to personal data that compromises the confidentiality, integrity, or availability of such personal data. So this is a broad definition and it covers not only unauthorized incidents under DPDP Act, but it also covers accidental data disclosures and destruction of personal data, so long as such activity compromises the confidentiality, integrity, or availability of such personal data. That means that if a business accidentally discloses personal data to someone else, that is also likely to be covered under the Act. Now, under certain directions of 2022, data breaches were specifically added as mandatorily reportable incident. FAQs issued under the CERT-IN directions provide guidance on what exactly constitutes a data breach. It refers as a cyber incident where information is stolen or taken from a system without the knowledge or authorization of the system's owner. While you might see that this definition is slightly different, but it is also a very broad definition which can cover various incidents.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Shubham. So basically that means that if an incident occurs, I think what businesses will need to do is they'll have to assess basis the facts if the incident is reportable under only DPDPA or it's also reportable under the certain rules and the directions. Because the definitions seem to be slightly different on some aspects. And also one thing that's important to note is while the directions, the certain directions define data breaches, eventually what has to be seen is that anything that's reportable to cert in has to fall within the broader definition of a cybersecurity incident, which is defined under the certain rules. So there's two legs, I think, which will have to be seen from the reporting perspective of reporting to cert in, which will be the definition of a data breach plus a definition of the cybersecurity incident. Okay, so that brings us to another important question. Anirudh, then if you can help us understand this, is the DPDPA, is the requirement to report personal data breaches under the DPDPA applicable to foreign entities as well?
So it is. In fact, there is express language under the DPDPA on its applicability. So if there is any entity which is processing data outside India, but in the course of, say, providing services or even goods to data principals within the territory of India, basically, if the entity is processing data of Indian individuals, and that entity then suffers a personal data breach which impacts Indian data principals as well, then that kind of a breach will need to be reported under the DPDPA. So the extraterritorial applicability is expressed here, as opposed to, say, the certain regime where the law is not very clear. And based on some clarifications received from the government, both orally and in writing, typically there's an infrastructure nexus requirement. So that's the big difference here. If the certain requirement is based on the infrastructure nexus, but here it's individuals who are based in the territory of India who should be affected in order for the requirement to report to be triggered.
Thanks a lot, Anirudh. I think that brings us to the last part of this podcast on whether there is a materiality threshold in the DPDPA or is there something like that that's likely to come in the rules that are going to be framed, right? So just for the benefit of our listeners, when the certain directions were coming in, there was a lot of pushback from the industry. Several industry bodies did try to convey to certain that there needs to be a materiality threshold so that not every incident requires reporting, but only incidents where maybe it's caused a huge impact on the business, or maybe data of a lot of users has been impacted. Only in certain such type of grave situations should the reporting be triggered. But unfortunately, at that time at least, no materiality threshold was brought in. So Anirudh, what do you think? Have we heard anything on this aspect, whether something like that is likely to come in the DPDPA?
So nothing as of now. There is currently no language in the Act itself which talks about a materiality threshold. And just like the certain directions, I think it's a big cause of concern, because in a lot of jurisdictions, whether it's cyber incident reporting or whether it is personal data breach reporting, there's typically some kind of a materiality threshold. So it could be, I mean, of course, the factors that you had mentioned, or let's say the kind of systems which have been affected, are they critical to the organization, or if there's a high risk because of the nature of data that was involved. And so far there has been nothing on this front, which means that even minor personal data breaches, let's say even if it's hypothetically one or two individuals who have been affected, even in such cases the breach would need to be reported. So that leads to quite a bit of compliance requirements on the affected entity. But let's see where this goes really, because this is something that many entities are very concerned about.
Thanks for that, Anirudh, and I agree with you. I think materiality has been a concern for the industry, I think, since last year at least, and looks like it's going to continue to be a concern under even the DPDPA. So I think that's all from us today. I hope this was helpful. Everyone, all the listeners thought, found this of relevance. If you thought this was good, we have several other podcasts on other aspects of the DPDPA. I would request you to go and check those out as well. As you all know, the rules are yet to be framed, and we should be seeing a draft of the rules hopefully sometime later this month or maybe next month, and then maybe we'll be back again with some more podcasts for everyone. Till then, thanks a lot Anirudh and Shubham for being a part of this, and thanks to everyone else.